tools and fasteners. Visit the Pro Desk or lowesforpros.com for details. Minimum purchase required for shingles and insulation discount. Selection varies by store, U.S. only.
KGYM Road Trip driven by Linder Tire continuing on from the Coach's Corner Sports Pub in Iowa City, 749 Mormon Trek Boulevard. Stop on in tonight. Great prizes for you. Our friend David Schulte from Rob FM is here. If you haven't had a chance to check Rob FM out, do so. It's available on the FM dial in both Iowa City and Cedar Rapids as well. We've got three great radio stations in our building on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids, including Z102.9. But this great radio station is the only one that's bringing you high school football tonight on all three of our frequencies, beginning at 7 o'clock. Cedar Rapids, Washington, and Cedar Rapids, Prairie at Kingston Stadium. Scott Unash on the call for that one. And our FM frequencies, 106.3 FM, the South Gym in Iowa City, and 107.5 FM, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids, set to bring you a clash of highly rated teams, although in different classes. Iowa City Regina hosting Cedar Rapids Xavier tonight. Alex Kuhn along with me for at least another 20, 25 minutes or so, and then Rob Howe from HawkeyeNation.com will fill the gap as Alex heads across town to Iowa City Regina. So we're tight on time. We've got 10 subjects. It's Friday, and you know what that means.
If you don't love it, leave it. Let the song that I'm singing be a warning.
Two choices, one answer.
We either love it or we leave it.
It's okay. Ricky gave us permission to do this.
So we want to make sure moving forward that we have the okay to call that segment Love It or Leave It. Since you're sort of the owner.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
If you don't love it, leave it.
Number one.
All right, Alex. Dabo's new deal.
Dabo Swinney has been awarded with a $54 million extension at Clemson, and this is absolutely the only move that that university could make. I think Dabo Swinney is the second best coach in college football, and he is one of the few coaches that has been able to recruit and challenge what has become a dynasty at Alabama, being capped off with a national championship last year and back-to-back trips and nearly two national championships. Dabo Swinney, you think about not just Deshaun Watson and that team last year, but there was a point where 3 years ago, Martavis Bryant, DeAndre Hopkins, and Sammy Watkins were on in the same receiving core. That program quietly is loaded with as much talent as there is in college football, and all of Dabo Swinney's players absolutely love him. So I love the fact that Dabo has been given an extension. And as soon as Nick Saban decides to hang it up, I think there is one obvious choice for his replacement, and this is the guy we're looking at
Greg
right now.
Greg Davis. Oh, no, that ship has sailed, hasn't it?
Number two.
All right, Todd, no hitters and no sleep.
I don't know about the no sleep here part, but the Iowa baseball team's probably running on a ton of adrenaline at the World University Games in Taiwan. Cole McDonald throws the first no-hitter for the program since 1965 this morning. 8-0 win over the Czech Republic, and they've got to turn around and play again tonight at 10 o'clock Central Time, 10 o'clock p.m. Central Time, so it will be Saturday in Taiwan. I don't know how these guys are doing it with the time zone change and their body clocks and everything. But the Hawkeyes have only lost one game so far at the World University Games and representing the country quite well. But I don't think anybody expected this storyline about a no-hitter being thrown over there. Cole McDonald doing tremendous work, 7 strikeouts, 9 innings this morning as Iowa dispatched to the Czech Republic. How can you not love that?
Number three.
Unless, of course, maybe you're Czech. There will be little surprise on Monday.
I love this. Monday is the day where Kirk Ferentz is going to announce who the starting quarterback for the Iowa football team in the fall is going to be. And I don't think that there's much doubt at this point. There was a little bit of doubt a few weeks ago, but there is not much doubt anymore that Nathan Stanley is going to be that guy. We saw him at Kids Day, and then the Big Ten Network crew saw him that Monday practice after that Saturday Kids Day practice. And it just is becoming very apparent that Nathan Stanley is the most talented quarterback on that roster. And as long as he is able to grasp the offense even slightly, he is going to be the guy. Now, it would be very interesting, and I know our show on Monday would be very interesting. Well, the reaction if the opposite happens, but I don't think it will. I think there's going to be very little surprise on Monday, and Nathan Stanley will be the quarterback.
Number four,
El Mago.
I believe it translates to the magician, and that's the nickname that Javier Baez will be wearing on the back of his number 9 jersey this weekend for the Cubs, and anybody that's watched him play recently understands why he has that nickname. I know people were down on Javier Baez. He strikes out a lot. He can be a frustrating player to watch, but he can also be really entertaining to watch too, and he is going through a major hot streak at the moment, both defensively and then offensively at the plate for the Cubs. It'd be nice if some of his teammates picked up the pace and played well along with him. And I'm looking at you, Pedro Strop, especially since last night's game, but the Cubs have an opportunity to flush that loss. It should have been a sweep at Cincinnati, but the loss last night prevented that as they head to Philadelphia today to take on the Phillies in the opener of that series. But I have become a much bigger Javier Baez fan than I was, and I've enjoyed watching him even since he was in the Midwest League with the Peoria Chiefs a year after being drafted by the former Cubs regime. But he makes very, very difficult plays look almost magical. El Mago, the magician Javier Baez, and gives Joe Maddon something to think about when he's got a roster to manage as far as keeping Baez on the field when Addison Russell comes back healthy. And what do you do? We've talked about it quite a bit here on the program the last couple days, but as long as Baez is doing what he's doing right now, you got to keep him in the lineup. I love it.
Number five.
The Yankees-Tigers brawl yesterday will be the best fight we see all week.
Miguel Cabrera, Austin Romine, Gary Sanchez throwing a nice little cheap shot in there. That's going to be a more entertaining fight than the McGregor-Mayweather fight on Saturday. And we outlined pretty much all the reasons at 4:30 in that 4:35 block. Mayweather's fights are not entertaining. That's number one. He's fighting a UFC fighter who, yes, is a good boxer, but not a professional boxer. And I just think this is a blatant cash grab to the point where everybody's going to watch it. So, like you said, Todd, after the check clears, it's over. After the check clears, they will, everybody will tune in. They'll pay the money to watch this fight, and they're going to be disappointed. But I'm not going to be disappointed because I know full well what to expect. I, for some reason, am still intrigued and still feel the need to watch this fight. So, to boxing, you've succeeded. Congratulations. But I still think, I love the fact that that fight in Detroit yesterday is going to be the best fight we see all week.
Number six.
Beathard headed to the Hall of Fame.
Whoa, pump the brakes there, San Francisco 49ers.
Are we
fans
talking to a different Beathard?
We're talking about Grandpa Beathard. Maybe you guys missed this earlier today, but Bobby Beathard, C.J. Beathard's grandpa, is headed to the Pro Football Hall of Fame as a contributor. Of course, a longtime front office member, general manager. I spent time in San Diego with the Chargers, among other organizations. A very nice honor for Bobby Beathard, and this is shaping up to be quite a year of football for the Beathard family because Grandpa Bobby's going into the Hall of Fame. And his grandson may just wind up winning the starting job in San Francisco. C.J. Beathard continues to look good, the former Hawkeye quarterback, trying to compete with Brian Hoyer, who will start the year unless something drastic happens as San Francisco's starter. But don't be too surprised if you see C.J. Beathard start a game for the 49ers sometime in the first 7 or 8 weeks of the season. That much I'm convinced of. I love it.
Number seven.
Tanking in the NFL is dumb.
I'm looking at you, New York Jets. I absolutely love this. And we talked about this a little bit yesterday. I know that the conventional wisdom in sports, whether it's the NBA or Major League Baseball, sometimes even the NHL, is, all right, well, if you're in the middle, you want to tank, you want to get high draft picks so that you can rebuild. But how hard is it to rebuild in the NFL when the average career length is 3 years? The New York Jets are going to try to completely flip this roster, and by the time that these guys pan out, a lot of them are going to be retiring. I think that this approach in the NFL is, it just doesn't work. We've seen so many teams trying to do this. The Los Angeles, the St. Louis, now Los Angeles Rams have been trying to rebuild for the past 15 years, and it hasn't been working. I just look at the NFL right now as a league where the rich are going to get richer. The New England Patriots have their system in place, and as long as that coach is running the show, they're always going to be good. You look at so many teams like the Jacksonville Jaguars, the Buffalo Bills, I mentioned the Rams, the Chargers, who are constantly trying to flip their roster and rebuild, and it never works. So I absolutely love this. Trying to rebuild and tank in the NFL is really stupid.
Number eight.
Michigan's mysterious roster.
I'm going to leave this one. This is dead on arrival for me before we even get started. But Jim Harbaugh is doing things that you would expect Jim Harbaugh to do in advance of their season opener against the Florida Gators. He has refused to release, not the depth chart, which Michigan didn't put out a depth chart last year before games, and we dealt with that here in Iowa City. Jim Harbaugh is not releasing who's on the roster for the Wolverines at this point, and he won't be doing so until, I believe, Thursday is the day that they've set for that. Now, reporters have filed a Freedom of Information Act with Michigan. That's how ridiculous this has gotten. And they're playing cute with the Freedom of Information Act. They've allowed for a delay in turning over the documents. Look, I'm all about gamesmanship and trying to get the upper hand, but this, to me, is more lunacy than it is gamesmanship. And everybody kind of has to draw the line somewhere with Jim Harbaugh, and maybe this is where I'm drawing the line. But it's one thing if you don't want to put the depth chart out there, but put the roster out there. Let everybody know the 105 guys that you've got, the 85 scholarship, whatever. But Harbaugh being Harbaugh has its limits, even for me.
Number nine.
6 days until the start of the college football season.
That's what I keep hearing from ESPN. That's what I keep hearing from everybody, counting down the days.
I was going to ask you about this. Okay.
Until college football, six, right?
I believe so, yeah.
Wrong. College football starts tomorrow. There is one day until college football starts. We get things kicked off with Oregon State and Colorado State, BYU and Portland State follow, Hawaii, UMass, South Florida, San Jose State, and finally the nightcap, Stanford against Rice. There will be actual Power 5 FBS football tomorrow with a couple of ranked teams being featured. So I don't understand, especially with ESPN carrying several games, why they insist that college football isn't starting till Thursday. I will be sitting down and watching these games because, quite frankly, I will find them more entertaining than the McGregor-Mayweather fight. And I know that in the past, we've seen some FCS games early on. I think last year it was, or a couple years ago, it was Montana against North Dakota State early in the season. And I sat down and watched this, and I think now college football has found that starting a little bit earlier will draw a few more viewers because there's absolutely nothing going on of interest for a lot of people this weekend. So the fact that they keep saying college football is 6 days away, I leave that. It's not. It's one day away.
Number 10.
Kirk and Mary Farron's generosity.
I'm going to leave this on an absolute love it. We talked earlier this week when it was very quietly announced that Kirk and Mary Ferentz were donating $1 million to the University of Iowa Children's Hospital, specifically with the intent of studying and trying to help newborn premature babies and making sure that premature babies are able to live, to survive, and to thrive. And they shared their family's personal story, and Brian and Nikki Ferentz, and my heart goes out to them as somebody that's been through the process, although we had a much happier ending than Brian Ferentz and his wife did, because our premature baby was born a couple weeks later. And when you're talking about children that are 21 to 24, 25 weeks, every day and every hour makes a difference. And it's such a tremendous and difficult process to go through. It's not something that I would wish on anybody. And I was just tremendously moved earlier in the week when that gift was announced, because there are a lot of people out there that have their own stories about dealing with premature births. And some of us are lucky enough where we get to take a baby girl or a baby boy, in my case, home from the hospital in the NICU eventually. And there are a lot of other people that have tried for a very long time to have a baby, and ultimately they aren't as lucky, and the story doesn't have a happy ending. But $1 million is going to go a long way into trying to come up with some answers and to solve some issues with that. And just, I've talked about it on Wednesday on the program, that Kirk Ferentz, it's more about wins and losses with Kirk Ferentz. He's a tremendous human being and a great ambassador for the university, and just to, still almost at a loss for words for that gift. And I know there are a lot of people out there that are tremendously thankful for it, including the University of Iowa hospitals and clinics. And with that, we draw Love It or Leave It to a close.
If you don't love it, leave it.
Congratulations going out to Brandon in Cedar Rapids. He was the winner of our final four-pack of wristbands for the FryFest concert next Friday. And speaking of FryFest, we're going to be doing the show there. Stop on by the booth. We're going to be handing out cards. We did this last year. It was very successful. Individually numbered cards. Think of it sort of as your lottery ticket, because when you listen in the following Monday, we're going to call off a number that we will have selected at random. And if you're listening and you call in, you're going to win some cash. It's a sort of a fun promotion. We got some other stuff for you if you stop on by the booth. So the FryFest trade show, the Hawkeye trade show, all things Hawkeye, that is at the Coralville Marriott, the convention center portion of the building. And then the concert with the Pork Tornadoes is afterwards. It's always a fun time. It's basically the night before the first home game every year, and we have a great time doing the show down there. So stop on in, and Brandon from Cedar Rapids, maybe swing by and say, hey, I'm Brandon from Cedar Rapids. I got the wristbands last Friday for the concert. Now, speaking of concerts and winning things, we mentioned this already today, but if you join us next week here on the show, you're going to have a chance to win tickets to see the one and only Alan Jackson performing live at the U.S. Cellular Center in downtown Cedar Rapids. September 9th is the date for that concert. They just released a bunch of tickets for that show. I think they're $42, which is, as far as Alan Jackson goes, I think that's a pretty reasonable price to see somebody of that stature. So tickets available at the U.S. Cellular Center box office in downtown Cedar Rapids, or you can listen next week for your chance to win them. 5:23. We're going to step aside and take just a quick timeout when we return to the Coach's Corner Sports Pub and the KGYM road trip driven by Linder Tire. Rob Howe from Hawkeye Nation joins us. We'll set the table for Alex's broadcast later this evening and get on our way with the back half of the Todd Brommelkamp Show, coming your way on 106.3 and 107.5 FM and 1600 AM. It's KGYM. Back with more after this.
If he takes it all the way, you don't have to pay. Here at Siebke Hoyt Jewelers, we're kicking off football season in a huge way. Here's how. You come to Siebke Hoyt Jewelers for our big kickoff sale on Friday, August 25th through Sunday, August 27th. And you save up to 25% on that engagement ring, anniversary band, or that big pair of diamond studs you've always wanted. Plus, there'll be tailgating food and chances to win game tickets. Then, you go home a very happy person. Then you turn on the TV and watch the Iowa versus Wyoming game. And if the home team returns the opening or halftime kickoff for a touchdown, your jewelry is free. Yeah, if he takes it all the way, you don't have to pay. So, you can save up to 25% on your purchase, and there's a chance you may get it free. It's the 6th annual kickoff sale at Siebke Hoyt Jewelers, Friday, August 25th through Sunday, the 27th. We're Siebke Hoyt, where Cedar Rapids gets engaged and loves football.
Daryl Bewley here with Toyota of Iowa City. Most of you are aware that we have really amazing lease and finance specials going on right now on most of our new Toyotas or outstanding cash back options. It's the perfect time for you to come see us and check out the options and all the details. However, many of you may not be fully aware of our fantastic Toyota Certified Used Vehicle Program, which includes 12 months or 12,000 miles of comprehensive warranty, 7 years of limited powertrain warranty, and 1 year of roadside assistance. These vehicles must also pass a 160-point inspection before they can be certified. Also, all used vehicles we sell here at Toyota of Iowa City come with free oil changes and tire rotations for 2 full years with no mileage restrictions. So if you're in the market for a new Toyota or for a really dependable used vehicle, Toyota of Iowa City has got you covered. Come on in and get all the details at Toyota of Iowa City. We're on Highway 1 right off 218 in Iowa City.
Don't put off your paving project any longer. Cooler weather will be here sooner than you think. Pate Asphalt handles commercial parking lots, roadways, and your very own driveway. Serving the area for over 30 years, Pate Asphalt has decades of experience. Make your parking lot, roadway, and driveway look great. Pave it to last with Pate Asphalt. See them at pateasphalt.com.
Iowa Hawkeye fans, this is Hayden Fry reminding you about this year's Fry Fest. Let's celebrate all that is Hawkeye together in Coralville on the Friday of Labor Day weekend. Join Hawkeye fans and former athletes for this festive, day-long black and gold celebration. See FryFest.com and join at Fry Fest in Coralville on Friday of Labor Day weekend.
Presented by Midwest One Bank, Friday, September 1st.
Go Hawkeye.
Welcome back. The KGYM road trip driven by Linder Tire continuing on at the Coach's Corner Sports Pub. Make sure you join us on Monday. We'll start taking entries and give you details on how you're going to get into the KGYM Listener Fantasy Football League brought to you by Imon Communications. I believe this is the third year that we're doing it. We will unveil everything Monday, and then we're going to make you hit the ground running because we'll have a very short window of 5 days to get, I believe it's going to be 8 teams. We'll finalize the details over the weekend, but a lot of people asking questions about fantasy football on the text line. All of the details will be revealed for you on Monday. That being said, let's send it. Yes, that's right. We've got our time already. These Friday shows, man, I tell you, we send it back to Kyle on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. He's got a Midwest One Bank Big Board update for you. Midwest One, the sponsor of this year's Fright Fest.
The Iowa baseball team beat the Czech Republic this morning at the World University Games, and that the story in that one was junior Cole McDonald throwing the first no-hitter for the Hawkeye program since 1965. Iowa scored 6 runs in the first inning, but it was McDonald who needed only 97 pitches to face just 2 more than the minimum. Iowa won 8-0, and they'll play Korea tonight at 10. Former Hawkeye wrestler Thomas Gilman had a shot to wrestle for a gold medal this afternoon after going 4-0 yesterday, but fell in a 6-0 decision to Japan's Yuki Takahashi. He'll bring home the silver medal from his first senior-level world championships and get back to training. After 2 rounds at the Northern Trust, Zach Johnson is 3 over par, and that could mean the end of his weekend, as the projected cut is currently 2. The Colonels beat Kane County last night 6-3 to claim that 3-game series, and tonight they begin a 4-game series at the Quad Cities River Bandits, still on the road. The Colonels will have Charlie Barnes on the hill, Nathan Thompson for the River Bandits, and that game's going to start at 6:30. The Twins are playing the Blue Jays tonight, but not on KGYM, and that's because we've got the first Friday night of high school football action. On 1600 AM, the historic Main Gym will have a top 10 matchup in the class of 4A between Cedar Rapids Prairie and Cedar Rapids Washington. And on the North and South Gyms, we'll have Alex Kuhn on the call for class 3A, third-ranked Cedar Rapids Xavier taking on Iowa City Regina, the top-ranked team in class 1A. You can hear that broadcast on 106.3 or 107.5 FM.
Thank you, Kyle. Also today, the University of Iowa volleyball team kicked off its season with a 3-0 win over Wright State at the Long Beach Invitational. So Bon Szymanski and his women getting the year started on a winning note. And, of course, they've got one goal, as they mentioned last Friday at their media day. That's an NCAA tournament victory this year. They feel like that's the next building block in that program's move forward in the Big Ten ranks. Let's put it that way. We are at the halfway point of the program. Jack Dom is going to join us next, the Mount Mercy baseball coach, touching all bases. But you're not going to hear Alex's voice. You're going to hear Rob Howe from HawkeyeNation.com. He joins us next.
SportsCenter is brought to you by Bloomsbury Farm. Hold your corporate or group get-together at Bloomsbury Farm. They're continually evolving with new experiences. Start planning your event now at BloomsburyFarm.com.
Bloomsbury Farm is a breath of fresh air for any event. It's where groups gather and teams get stronger. Bloomsbury Farm is continually evolving with new experiences, so it's a natural for your corporate, family, or friend get-together. From festive party barns and cozy wine tastings to their exhilarating dual zip line and team-building events, their exceptional staff will help you plan every detail. Friendship grows down on the farm. Bloomsbury Farm, just a short drive to Atkins. Start planning your event at BloomsburyFarm.com.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Doug Brown with breaking news from baseball. Four players and one manager get suspensions from Thursday's brawl in Detroit. The longest suspension to Miguel Cabrera of the Tigers, 7 games. His teammate Alex Wilson gets 4 games. His manager Brad Ausmus gets 1. For New York, Gary Sanchez gets 4 games. Austin Romine gets 2. Since taking over the Clemson Tigers in 2008, Dabo Swinney's team has won 3 ACC titles and the national championship, winning both last year. Today, Swinney gets rewarded with a contract extension through 2024 that'll pay him $6.75 million a year. The 49ers today cut veteran linebacker Ahmad Brooks. He played 9 seasons in San Francisco. Bengals safety Sean Williams won't need surgery on his elbow. He's hoping to be ready for the season opener. Williams was shaken up last Saturday against the Chiefs. The Mayweather-McGregor fight is now just a little more than 24 hours away. At today's weigh-in in Las Vegas, Conor McGregor at 153, Floyd Mayweather at 149.5. The limit was 154.
Experience why for nearly a century men have trusted Barbasol for a close, comfortable shave. Whether it's extra moisturizing with vitamin E or soothing aloe, all you have to do is sit back and bask in the glory of your close shave. You're looking good, America. You're shaving with Barbasol.
Hey, it's Jim. I can't take your call right now. I'm digging for oil in my basement to help pay for my family's mobile bill. A little crazy, you say? You try getting a data plan that has enough gigs for my family. And I thought braces were expensive. We definitely need a switch.
Stuck in a dysfunctional family plan? Switch to Boost Best Family Plan right now and get 4 lines for just $25 per line, each with unlimited gigs. With Metro PCS, you only get 2 gigs per line for the same price. Plus, switch today and get up to 4 free phones, all on the fast and reliable Sprint Nationwide network. Boost makes it easy to switch. Switching makes it easy to save.
Offer ends 9/10/17. Requires 1 line to port in. Lines include unlimited data, talk, and text. Video streams optimized at up to 480p plus resolution. Music up to 500 kilobits per second and cloud gaming up to 2 megabits per second. Data deprioritization applies during congestion. Comparison based on Metro PCS's 2 gigabyte promo plan as of 4/25/17. For additional details, visit their website. Free phones while supplies last. Requires port in and activation on $100 plan. Coverage and offers not available everywhere. Restrictions apply.
The final days of the Ford Summer Sales event are here. Now through September 5th, save big on Ford SUVs like Escape, Edge, and Explorer with 0% financing for 72 months, plus an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Time is running out to save on America's best-selling brand. It's the last chance to get 0% financing for 72 months plus $1,000 on top of your trade-in across a full lineup of Ford SUVs. Hurry, it's the final days of the Ford Summer Sales Event going on at your Ford dealer. Best selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Trade assist cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after delivery. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by September 5th, 2017.
Welcome back. It is the KGYM Road Trip driven by Linder Tire, coming to you from the Coach's Corner Sports Pub in Iowa City. It's the Todd Brummelkamp Show. 106.3 FM, 107.5 FM, 1600 AM. All three of those frequencies going to be very busy tonight at 7 o'clock as high school football will be coming your way. We've got Cedar Rapids, Washington entertaining Cedar Rapids Prairie at Kingston Stadium. Scott Unash calling the action on the AM dial, and then both of our FM frequencies will get Iowa City Regina playing host to Cedar Rapids Xavier tonight. That's where Alex is headed right now as he has departed the coach's corner, but sliding in as he will all throughout football season, Rob Howe from HawkeyeNation.com. I feel like we just did this 7 days ago, and that's because we did. What's up?
Not much. We're a week closer to the football season, thank God.
And we've got a big announcement coming in about 72 hours from the Iowa football program, give or take, but we'll get into that coming up in hour number three. The big hour making its debut today, sponsored by our friends at Hawkeye Title and Settlement. Former Hawkeye tight end Scott Chandler will be joining us here. We'll get you your fill of Hawkeye football talk. But in the meantime, we've got to check in with Jack Dom, Mount Mercy's baseball coach's weekly segment, touching all bases. Jack joining us today, I believe, from Brown Deer Golf Course in Coralville. Correct, Jack?
How's it going, guys?
Good. You're at the Fight for Flash event today, right?
Yes, we are. We've got a couple holes left, and jumped ahead of everybody and teed off. So we're having a lot of fun out here with Sean Krantz and Mick Fletcher and Matt Whiskers. So great event, and everybody around Eastern Iowa is aware of the Fight for Flash and the special deal.
I'd ask you who's taking it most serious, but I've golfed with all four members of that foursome, and I have a feeling I know the answer to that.
Yeah, actually, you know what? They're doing some fun things out here. We're actually playing pretty good. Unfortunately, we got the McCarty's out here and all that stuff, but Don Krantz actually had a two on a par five. I will tell you, he had a two on a par five. So,
a double eagle? Wow. Okay, Jack, I want to start with yesterday's fight between the Yankees and the Tigers. And I can't remember whether we've broached this with you before on the air or not, but have you ever been involved in any incident like that?
Yes. Actually, the worst incident I've been involved in was with the University of Nebraska. Actually, it was 1990, I believe it was. Or actually, it might have been 91, the year we went to the World Series. We had three bench-clearing brawls in one game, and it got pretty ugly. There was a lot of cheap shots. Actually, the funniest thing about the entire thing is a name that people would be aware of, Council Bluffs' Brian O'Connor, now the head coach at Virginia, came flying out of the dugout and drilled a guy, knocked him down, and he went to the next guy. And, well, that guy saw who hit him, so he went back and got Brian. And, of course, our starting pitcher got thrown out of the game. So our head coach told Brian to go get loose. Well, little did we know that Brian had a concussion, got hit in the face on the guy that came back after him. But he went out and finished the game off, and then he missed the next game because of a concussion. But that was the type of competitor Brian O'Connor was.
Jack, excuse me. You look at what Gary Sanchez did, and he came off the bench and got right into the melee right away. What's the protocol with that stuff? Is there a protocol? I mean, I know in basketball, You know, if something's going on out on the court and somebody comes off the bench, oftentimes they're suspended for longer. Sanchez ended up getting four games to Romine's two. Is that, to me, just from an outsider, it seemed like that was a bad decision on Sanchez's part.
Yeah, you know what, in college baseball it is. If you come off the bench, it's an automatic suspension. But at the pro level, I'm not too sure in Major League Baseball, I don't think they have a rule about coming off the bench like the NBA does or college baseball. So it's kind of an interesting deal. The thing is, I think the cheap shot that he gave probably is what ended up getting him the four-game suspension. You know, more importantly, that's going to be something remembered by everybody around baseball, given those cheap shots. And, you know, there's not very often you have fights where there's actually punches thrown, but actually in that instance you had somebody down and he came in, gave a couple cheap shots, Chris Cabrera, and then also went and gave another cheap shot to somebody else. So not only is he going to be suspended for those four games, but he's also probably going to end up getting hit another time or two by other people in Major League Baseball.
Was Victor
that's the old rule of baseball polices itself. I think this will be a perfect example.
And piggyback that with the Victor Martinez, he got into it with Verlander because he ended up, I guess, talking or may have been joking around with Sanchez after that. Is that a no-no?
You know, I didn't hear you there. I'm sorry. Can you repeat that, Rob?
Victor Martinez ended up getting into it with Verlander because he was conversing with Sanchez like after the brawl got over. And Verlander was obviously upset. That to me would seem like a no-no. Is that a no-no?
Yeah, it kind of is. You know, in a serious situation like that, I think people just want to, part ways and don't be messed around with other people. But yeah, I think that's something that most teammates try to frown upon. It's a very serious time. I can't remember a brawl that bad in the last 5-6 years. Maybe even 10 years. I don't know if you guys remember one off the top of your head, but I really don't remember a brawl like that. So, yeah, you don't want to be conversing with the other team. That's a time of being serious, and it's just time, hey, let's separate. Let's end up parting our ways. And you know, I think the worst part was still when the hitter got hit in the head. That's an absolute no-no. And, that's when people get hurt, and that's what's wrong. I guarantee you that pitcher didn't want to try to hit her in the head, but even major leaguers don't have that control. And of course, Todd, you remember the whole Wichita State deal. That's why you never throw at somebody's head, or I'm not even a fan of throwing anything above the waist. I'm not a fan of throwing at people. I like to handle stuff on the field compared to, trying to create a situation like that.
Mount Mercy baseball coach Jack Dom with us, referencing Ben Christensen at Wichita State hitting Anthony Molina of Evansville in the eye in an incident many, many years ago. Christensen wound up being drafted by the Cubs and never made it to the major leagues. But lost in all of this, Jack, is the fact that this is going down while the Yankees are in a pennant race with the Red Sox in the American League East. They're 4.5 games back, and now all of a sudden they're going to have to deal with all of these suspensions.
That's exactly, and that's the part that hurts, and you wish they keep their composure. And that's also the part that got Joe Girardi so mad, is he felt like his guys hadn't done anything wrong, and all of a sudden to blow up like this, it ultimately could affect the pennant race. You know, that's where you try to teach your guys that, you know, there's time that you've got to be able to control your emotions. And this one spun out of control. And it's a shame. And ultimately, he'd come back and really hurt the Yankees in this playoff race. Number one, winning the championship as far as the division, but then even in the conference, the wild card.
Jack, there's two key relievers in the American League that, I don't know if it's a coincidence or not, but Zach Britton and Andrew Miller both have knee injuries. In situations, it feels like I ask you about injuries each week when I'm on with you. But just how do you handle that? I mean, it would seem like if a guy's going out there to warm up, it may be too late by the time you realize that the knee's not better yet.
Yeah, you know what? It's tough because anytime you have a lower extremity injury, then often that can affect your arm. And I think that's the thing that came back with Andre Miller is all of a sudden you want to try to protect your arm. And when you try to protect your arm, protect your knee, then you end up affecting your arm. So it's a very scary situation. Sometimes as a coach, I'm more concerned about those leg injuries. If someone's got a sprained ankle, a tweaked knee, you know, that's when also you compensate up top and you end up dropping your arm and hurting your elbow. And so it's a very, very scary situation once you're dealing with the lower extremities. Because the force that these guys bring with their arm right now, and then also you start protecting your knee or start protecting your ankle, bad things can happen. So it is very scary, and it's something that you really try to protect yourself as far as a coach goes. And, you know, I don't know exactly what happened to Andre Miller. I know he had the patella issue with his knee. I don't know what made him go back on, if it was a knee again, but it is very scary.
I thought when Rob was going down the injury road, he was going to talk about the Mets a little bit. But
no.
Yeah. How about that?
On the training staff. If you were on the training staff of the Mets, would you be worried about your job safety right now? Because this just seems to be,
you know,
there seems to be a pattern there.
I'd have my resume put together, but I don't know what I put on my resume after all the problems that they've had with the injuries. It's been a real tough situation for them and some, you know, and to all their main guys, that's the thing. That's just anybody. It's all their frontline pitchers, frontline position players. Something's going on there. You know, you can say it's bad luck for a little bit, but what's it been, like 3 years in a row now? And that's not bad luck. So you might need to evaluate what you're doing and try to figure out that you'll probably bring somebody else in. And you know, the funny thing is I know this, with strength and conditioning coaches and all that kind of stuff, they're very careful. They don't want to do much because they don't want to hurt these million-dollar guys. Same with trainers. So it's an interesting situation, but I think you'll probably see a new trainer there in the near future.
I think the most disturbing thing here are the reports that they were giving Steven Matz shots in his elbow.
Yeah.
When it was swelling up and encouraging him to try to pitch through the pain. That just seems almost criminally negligent to me.
Yeah, and that was last year, if I'm not mistaken, wasn't it, Todd? And that's pretty scary early in the year. That's very, very scary. And, you know, you don't ever want to do anything that's going to risk the safety of a player or do something that's going to mask the pain so that they can throw through it and then end injuring themselves. And you look at the Noah Syndergaard deal, where he wanted to throw, they didn't want him to throw. Probably a bad decision on their part. You know, so it's not only the trainer, but also the manager, also the general manager. I think there's going to be some heads turned here, and it's a shame. No, actually, it's not a shame. It's been earned.
Again, kind of off the injury topic that we're on, or on the injury topic we're on. It's getting to the point now where almost in September, some of these teams have really comfortable leads. Washington, Scherzer's been hurt, the Astros, Altuve's a little dinged up. How do you handle that going through the month of September when you've got guys that maybe are a little injured or you're trying to avoid getting injured, but you also want to keep them sharp?
I'm sorry, Rob, you're breaking up. I can't hear you, though.
Oh, I'm sorry. Just with teams that's that right. Have comfortable leads, comfortable cushions, what do you do with guys like Scherzer, Altuve, guys that are a little dinged up now, or even other guys that you want to kind of take it easy with in September, but also keep them fresh and keep them on their game?
Well, I think what you're trying to get to is, do you take a little more time with them? And you definitely do. It gives you an opportunity, especially these teams. You know, you look at the Cubs with Lester; they're playing good. The Cubs are in a very they're lucky that their schedule is very beneficial to them right now. They've got the second week of schedule the rest of the year in the National League. They went on a nice little stretch here. They've got injuries to Lester, a couple other guys, you know, Russell, you know, Javier Baez. The depth of these teams is what really is impressive when you look at the Cubs, you look at the Astros, and all these guys. So that's the impressive thing to me, and that's why they're ultimately – going to be there when October comes around. But, you know, it's even with Lester. I would give him an extra, a little extra break and have him do a rehab assignment where all of a sudden he's only going to throw about 50 pitches. And then he can be fresh late. He's thrown so many pitches in the past here. And so without a doubt, the big lead allows you to do that. And that's the benefit for the Cubs all of a sudden. By playing well the last couple of weeks, they're going to be able to do the same thing. Now, they haven't been consistent. Whenever they have a good weekend or a good week, all of a sudden they seem to go out and lose three or four. But hopefully they can the schedule allow them not to do that.
Jack, you touched on the Cubs. I want to hit on them before we let you get back to hitting the Lynx. They're 68-58, three games up on the Brewers, four and a half up on the Cardinals, and a big reason for that, at least recently, has been the play of Javier Baez. When you take a look at him, is that just the type of player that you have to embrace, warts and all, because he's not a perfect player, but he's darn fun to watch?
You know what? He's one of the harder players to coach because he's so fun to watch. But yet he will lose focus now and then. But you know what? Here's the interesting part. He's playing the position he's comfortable with. He's playing the position he's played his entire career, and now he's playing the most consistent baseball he has. So is that part of it where he's not bouncing all over the place? But anyway, he's playing the position that he's most comfortable at. So, hey, do you have a Cardinal question, Todd? Because Sean wanted to talk to you so I can hit my ball.
You know what? I do. So if you want to put Sean on the phone, I will ask him a Cardinals question. How about that?
The last thing I'm going to say before I hit it, how about those Hawkeyes? What they're doing overseas is absolutely phenomenal and taking that program to even bigger heights and really preparing for this coming year. But here's Sean for a Cardinal question.
All right. How you doing?
Sean Krantz. We're doing fantastic. Remember, we're on the air here, So keep this PG or PG-13, Sean, but Jack wanted
Absolutely.
Me to ask a Cardinals question, so I'm going to just ask you, what do you want to see the Cardinals do with Mike Leake moving forward?
Like them to, wherever their next road trip is, just leave them there.
and the contract. What's your reaction if they keep him in the rotation?
No, I said if on our next road trip, if they just left Mike Leake there, I'd be okay with that.
Flaherty's ready, right? You give him a shot?
Down in Triple D. They're in Des Moines right now, the Redbirds are. So, yeah, Jack Flaherty, one of their former first-round draft picks. All right, tell us a little bit about this double eagle today Jack mentioned. You had a two on a par five.
Yeah, that was pretty unbelievable. I'm getting a lot of sound back from you guys right now. But, yeah, no, it was legit. Just hit the heck out of my first shot, put it about 8 foot in the pin, and put it in.
All right, we'll let you guys get back to the golf game, and a tremendous job, as always, supporting the Fight with Flash. And as Jack mentioned, I think most people in Eastern Iowa are very familiar with Austin and his family and the story there. So,
it's been a great event. It's unbelievable how the community comes together. And
I think we lost our.
Yeah, Jack
our guys.
Jack just put his shot on the green, so I think we're looking pretty good. But no, seriously, the Fight for Flash Foundation.
That play-by-play.
All right, well, we'll let you hang up and tell Jack not to get the yips over that putt, and we'll get the full report, I'm sure, when you guys make your way back here to Coach's Corner afterwards. But Jack Dom and special guest appearance by Sean Krantz there on our weekly segment, Touching All Bases, as we chat baseball. We have a lot of football talk to come, though. It's the debut today of the Big Hour here on the Todd Brommelkamp Show every Friday during football season, brought to you by our friends at Hawkeye Title and Settlement. And we'll be talking with former Hawkeye tight end Scott Chandler today after 6 o'clock. Rob Howe from HawkeyeNation.com in for Alex Kuhn the rest of the way. Back with more of the Todd Brommelkamp Show after this.
Don't put off your paving project any longer. Cooler weather will be here sooner than you think. Pate Asphalt handles commercial parking lots, roadways, and your very own driveway. Serving the area for over 30 years,
Pate Asphalt has decades of experience. Make your parking lot, roadway, and driveway look great. Pave it to last with Pate Asphalt. See them at pateasphalt.com.
At the gym, we know good sportsmanship matters during a game and in life.
And we want to recognize good sports like you with KGYM's Community MVP.
So if your nonprofit group is holding an event to help folks around here, let us know.
Just go to kgymradio.com, click on Community MVP, and give us all the details.
Because you deserve most valuable player status for doing something great. And we want to help get the word out.
KGYM's Community MVP, brought to you by Fairfax State Savings Bank.
It's only 13 days until the NFL kicks off the 2017 season. Don't miss a minute of the action. Get NFL Red Zone from NFL Network now. Every game, Sunday, Monday, and Thursday. NFL Red Zone from NFL Network is available on Mediacom. Call 855-MEDIACOM to order now.
Hour number two, slowly coming to a close here at the Coach's Corner Sports Pub. It's the KGYM Road Trip driven by Linder Tire, part of the Todd Brommelkamp Show. Every Friday here, a big thank you to our friends at Linder Tire. Check them out online at lindertire.com. They're also in person, Grinnell, North Liberty, and Iowa City. And hour number three right around the corner. We mentioned Scott Chandler going to be here with us, and we'll talk a little bit about what we expect to hear on Monday from Iowa football coach Kirk Ferentz. The announcement of the team's starting quarterback expected to be made Monday in advance of Tuesday's media availability with the Hawkeye football players. Maybe talk a little bit about how things shape up or how things are looking in the Big Ten West as we stand on the cusp of the season beginning as well. That's all to come in hour number three, but we can't get there before we finish off hour number two. And to do that, or to help us with that, I should say, Kyle Mann, he's back on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids, has another Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Midwest One, over 40 locations across the corridor for your banking needs.
The Iowa baseball team beat the Czech Republic this morning at the World University Games, and the story on that one was junior Cole McDonald throwing the first no-hitter for the Hawkeye program since 1965. Iowa scored 6 runs in the first inning, but it was McDonald who needed only 97 pitches to face only 2 more than the minimum. Iowa won 8-0 and will play Korea tonight at 10. Former Hawkeye wrestler Thomas Gilman had a shot to wrestle for a gold medal this afternoon after going 4-0 yesterday, but fell in a 6-0 decision to Japan's Yuki Takahashi. He'll bring home the silver medal from his first senior-level world championship and get back to training for the World Cup at Carver Hawkeye in April. After 2 rounds at the Northern Trust, Zach Johnson is 3 over par, and that could mean the end of his weekend, as the projected cut is currently at 2. The Colonels beat Kane County last night 6-3 to claim that 3-game series, and tonight they begin a 4-game series with the Quad Cities River Bandits still on the road. The Colonels will have Charlie Barnes on the hill, Nathan Thompson for the River Bandits, and that game will start at 6:30. The Twins are playing the Blue Jays tonight, but not on KGYM, and that's because we've got the first Friday night of high school football action. On 1600 AM, the historic Main Gym will have a top 10 matchup in the class of 4A between Cedar Rapids Prairie and Cedar Rapids Washington. And on the North and South Gyms, we'll have Alex Call making the call between Xavier and Regina, the third-ranked team in 3A and the top-ranked team in 1A. That'll be on 106.3 or 107.5 FM.
Charlie Barnes, the former Clemson pitcher, nicknamed Change Up Charlie. I've seen him pitch. He's got a good changeup. The problem is some of his other pitches are lagging a little bit behind the changeup, and it's hard to make a living pitching off your changeup at the higher levels of professional baseball. But Cedar Rapids Colonels showing some promise, taking 2 of 3 from the Cougars on that road trip to Geneva. We'll see him at Veterans Memorial Stadium coming up in about a week and a half. Hour number three, the big hour, is next.
The final days of the Ford Summer Sales event are here, and so is our best offer of the year on F-150. Get 0% financing for 72 months plus an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Hurry, sale ends September 5th. Whoa, whoa, time is running out to save on America's best-selling brand, and save big on the Ford F-150. Just announced, 0% financing for 72 months plus $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Get to your Ford dealer. The summer sales event ends soon. Best selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify.